Welcome to the Occult London podcast. This is a new podcast dedicated to exploring magic, mysticism, the Kabbalah, as well as many other topics of interest. In this new series, we are exploring the symbolism and mysteries of the tarot trumps in relation to the Western mystery tradition. Each episode, we'll be looking at a different tarot card. And these are meant to be short introductions, so it will not be an exhaustive examination of them, but really rather a taster to get you started and thinking about things. If you like the podcast, please make sure to visit our website at www.occultlondon.co.uk, where you can subscribe to the show. Hope you enjoy it. So in this week's episode, we will be looking at the tarot card of Temperance. This is the 25th path of the Tree of Life and the path of Samech. As usual, I will be reading out the correspondences from the John Michael Greer book, Paths of Wisdom, which I highly recommend, as I think these correspondences are excellent and give us a lot of interesting and unique insights. So as we've seen already, the Hebrew letter for the path is Samech, which means prop or crutch. The name of God is Elohim or Elohim. The astrological correspondence is Sagittarius, the archer. The tarot correspondence is Temperance. The esoteric title is Daughter of the Reconcilers, Bringer Forth of Life. And the Yetzeratic text is as follows. The 25th path is the intelligence of probation or temptation, and it is so called because it is the primary temptation by which the Creator trieth all righteous persons. The mythological principle is the ascent to heaven, and experiences of the path would include upward flight, climbing a stair, ladder or rope, and also kind of encountering images of the self, so facing a series of barriers or tests. Entities of the path would include centaurs and other half-animal beings, as well as angelic figures. The magical image of the path is an arch of clear medium blue bearing the letter Samech in brilliant white upon its keystone. The door in the arch bears the image of the trump. The colours of the path in Atzeluth is blue, in Bria is yellow, in Yetzirah is green, and in Isaiah is deep, vivid blue. As normal, we will now move on to the Kabbalistic symbolism of the path. So as we've seen, the card of Temperance on the Tree of Life, this is one of the paths that's very much kind of focused around the kind of the dark night of the soul experience. So this path connects the sphere of Tifereth with Yesod, and it's therefore a card that connects the solar aspects of the sun with the lunar watery aspects of Yesod, or in other words, the kind of conscious mind, the ego, with the unconscious dream state of Yesod. This is a path on the middle pillar, so it's a path connected with consciousness. If seen from the angle of Yesod, it would be a brilliant inspirational force descending from the sun into the unconscious, symbolized by the Holy Guardian Angel. Or if from Tiferet, it can be seen as a descent of manifestation into the lower realms of the tree. The path itself is obviously associated with fire, so we can see it as being a hot brand plunging into the water of Yesod, and it kind of gives us that kind of cooling, tempering effect. This tempering effect also connects well with its title from the Yetzeratic text, which is the testing intelligence. So one can see from this point of view, if we aim to ascend the Tree of Life to Tifereth, there is a trial by fire, which is the attribute of the path, and a testing of a metal in order to enter Tiferet. Tempering and testing is a key part of the process of making a sword in a blacksmith's forge. And in the same way, the kind of rigor and training of the work of the initiate is designed to give him the strength to withstand the higher forces from above the tree. So this is what we talked about previously in relation to the path of the chariot. So it's about strengthening, providing ourselves with armor, but then also the realization that this armor will not always stand. So you need to be strong in yourself. You need to be gone through that fire, that tempering fire, to be strong. If a blade of a sword is not strong enough, then it snaps when it's exposed to heat. And in the same way, if we put ourselves in situations where we do things we're not ready for, then you know, this can obviously cause issues. So this path is very much a path of kind of transformation and transmutation. So those being the kind of key words. The Hebrew letter, as we've seen, is samek, which means prop. So what is a prop? Well, a prop, as well as being a position in rugby, is, in the definition of the dictionary, to support or prevent or falling, a stick, rod, pole, beam or other rigid support, a person or thing serving as a support or stay. So this is interesting from the point of view of the holy guardian angel attribution on the path, as the HGA in this sense can be seen as being the support that provides us with the strength to withstand the trial by fire of the path. The concept of the prop being a beam can also be connected with the concept of the path holding up the tree and holding up the sun. This is the pillar of consciousness which connects our lower self with our higher self. So it's directly linked with holding up the sphere of the higher consciousness through its strength. From the perspective of the prop, it can also be seen as a person or a thing that serves as a support. So it's through our strength and our training we become servers to others and literally act as guides and strength holders or sword bearers for beings and powers lower down the tree. So even unconsciously, we are constantly serving things on a lower scale of evolution than ourselves. And obviously, likewise, this is part of this big cycle of creation. Everything is moving, everything is flowing. So there's this constant change. One of the titles of this card is Daughter of the Reconcilers, the Bringer Forth of Life. And this links up with Crowley's theory that the letter Samak is the womb preserving life, self-control and self-sacrifice govern the wheel. That's in 777. This illustrates the link with the card with the great sphere of Bina, the great mother. So the astrological correspondence of Jupiter and Sagittarius also have relevance in relation to the crutch concept in relation to the following. So obviously Jupiter is representative of the mercy and caring aspects of the path. The HGA, our holy guardian angel, is always meant to be there with us. And through their love and guidance, we are able to achieve our higher self. And it is as kind of a hard task to reach the HGA. How at the same time, it is as easy as opening our hearts and letting the love and light into ourselves. So although there's a very extensive process to make contact with that higher self, actually, if you read the text, it's extremely simple. It's just that we're not open to that experience. We're very conditioned into being human. So it's about inflaming oneself with prayer. The symbol of Sagittarius as well is quite relevant because obviously you've got the idea of the arrow. This is the central pillar of the tree of life, and it's also the direct route from the depths of the unconscious to the higher self. So the arrow is a direct route to gnosis. So Sagittarius also links with Diana, who again is linked to Bina. Finally, we go to gods and goddesses. So there's obviously lots of different gods and goddesses on this path that we can attribute to it through the links of Jupiter, but also Sagittarius, element of fire, Egyptian. You know, we can look at things like Neptis, Anhur, Greek, Apollo, obviously god of the sun, Artemis, goddess of hunting and the moon. So if we have a, you know, you can almost imagine that in terms of Artemis sitting in Yesod and firing her arrow up towards the sun. And hopefully we can hang on to that arrow like a rocket that flies into space, into the solar sun, and to meet the HGA. Celtic, got Mabon, Balor, Norse, Freya, Hel, and Diana. So that's a quick summary of some of the key elements of the Temperance card. As I said before, it's really well worth doing your own exploration of these paths and, you know, setting up a meditation practice if you can to really try and understand them better. This is just to give you some ideas, you know, where to start, but hopefully you'll go away and feel inspired to fire the arrow up the path of temperance and into that golden light. Thanks very much for listening to the podcast this week. It's been fantastic having you. Please visit our website, which is www.occultlondon.co.uk. And also, we really would appreciate it if you can add a review or follow us on iTunes. It just would really help to help us get this message out there to everybody. Thank you and good night.